For anyone who's driven around the Rochester Public Market on a Saturday morning, you know it can be a nightmare. I was leaving another interview in the area, trying to find some sort of secret back route, which didn't end up happening. So I was driving down Scio Street when I saw a bunch of kids and adults standing at an intersection holding up poster boards. Oh, it's a car wash, I thought. That's cute, maybe my car could use one. But as I got closer, I realized this wasn't a car wash or a fundraiser, and the posters all read generally the same message. Are you having a bad day? Do you need a prayer? Some people were handing out free water bottles to cars. And that's when this kid yelled into my car, asking my name.
My name is Divine Kemp.
Do you need a prayer? He asked. I shouted my name back through the passenger side window and said sure, but kept driving. I was in a busy street. But the interaction stayed with me for a couple of blocks, enough to get me to turn around, get out of my car, and find out more.
Do you remember me just driving by?
Yeah. That's really crazy.
Divine is 14 years old and says this is his way of giving back to the community.
You gotta help people. I mean, it's like there's so many houses in the world that people can own at least two houses a person. Like, that, we should be giving back to the people, not keeping it for ourselves and be selfish.
Linnell Brinson is the pastor at Redeeming Word Christian Center International on Woodward Street. He said the idea behind the project was to bring the church members into the neighborhood where their church is. He says sometimes ministries can make the mistake of coming into a community on a Sunday morning, worshiping inside their church, and then leaving, driving right past the people in that community.
You know, certain areas, certain places in the city can have like this bad, you know, name or bad stereotype. We are a ministry right here, right down the street here, and so we just want to show that there's love on this block.
Brinson says they plan on doing a few more of these drive-through prayers throughout the summer. Caitlin White, WXXI News.